This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. An article in a Roseau Times region from the 1950s tells a story with this title, Hattin Hoist Builds Nationwide Markets. Throughout the length and breadth of the agricultural states in this country and the farming areas of Canada, a Roseau product is beginning to take a very important spotlight. This Roseau manufactured article is the Polaris Straw Cutter, made entirely and designed entirely by the Hattin Hoist and Derrick Company. When the cutter first made its debut several years ago, it was more or less in formative stages. A few were sold locally and a few in other states. When the market began to grow because of demand for this product, the company contacted an agent in Minneapolis and one in Regina, Canada, to make nationwide contacts for them. Today, the cutter, which was marketed in a new model in 1953, requiring much less power to operate and making, in the words of one farmer, a great difference, is sold in every agricultural state in the Union. You can find them as far west as California and as far east as New Brunswick, north to Saskatoon, Canada, and south to Arkansas. The market is well established and continually growing. The main feature of this cutter, which is amazingly evident from the air, is its ability to chop straw so thoroughly as to make it virtually invisible in stubble. This makes it easier to plow the good organic matter back into the soil. Approximately 1,200 of the cutters have been sold, and about 500 have been shipped this year. A new use will be found this fall when they are used for the first time on the soybean harvest in the south. Manufacturing these cutters and other implements of farm utility keeps 23 men employed at the firm. The company doesn't limit its work to the cutters, however, as it is manufacturing and marketing a new elevator too. Two models of this elevator are sold. One is 9 inches wide and one 14. They are made in lengths of 26 to 48 feet and are used principally in the corn states. Several places in Canada are using them in their dairy operation to lift baled hay into mows and other storage spaces. These elevators are either gasoline or electrically driven or operated from power takeoffs. About 150 of them have been built this year. On the local scene, a smaller elevator previously manufactured by the Hattin Hoist and Derrick Company spread over the county about 1,500 strong. The cutters are about 150 strong, and a few of the big elevators are in the county also. Sprayers were going great guns a few years ago, and the company also designed and manufactured them. They were sold principally over a three-state area, and they will continue to be made beginning next spring. The outfit doesn't confine itself to manufacturing farming implements, however, as they build everything from truck boxes to bulldozer booms, parts to fit your broken equipment, and pieces to mend your gotta-get-it-going machinery. Manager Edgar Hattin, sincerely interested in his customer's satisfaction, often flies his airplane about the county checking on the straw cutters in use. If he sees a farmer who appears to need adjustment on his product, he lands in the field and helps him right on the spot. He also uses the airplane to travel about the country checking on his dealers and making new contacts. Agriculture is putting Roseau on the map in more than one respect. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.